Well, thank you, and I trust that the Lord will give us something from the Word tonight. Now, I want to begin by saying that I had a few people in the last few months who said to me, I don't come to the Lord's Supper on Sunday morning because I don't get anything out of it. And so I said to them, you're coming for the wrong purpose. You don't come to get anything out of the Lord's Supper. You come to give. But I want to say this, that when we come, thank you, when we come and we give unto the Lord, we often get, yes, I can say at the Lord's Supper that we have here at Blaisdell, yes, I get many blessings from it, and so I'm thankful for it. So what I want to do tonight is I want to talk about the Lord's Supper and the Lord's table, because many people don't understand the difference, and I trust this will be of a help to you. So we're going to turn in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And we're going to begin with chapter 10 in verse 16. But if any man seem to be contented... Oh, I got the wrong chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are come, for we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel, after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrificed, they sacrificed to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of the devils. Now what I want to do is have us turn over to, I want to read verse 30 though in this chapter too. For if by grace be a partaker, what am I evil spoken of for, that for which I give thanks? And now I want to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, very familiar portion to many of you, verses 24 through 26. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Now, I'm sure that most of us know these two portions, but I want to mention there's a difference, because in the first portion that we read, it's talking about the Lord's table. In the second portion that we read, we're talking about the Lord's Supper. And there's a big difference. But many people get confused strictly because of the fact of what they have in common. The first thing that you'll notice that they have in common, that the Lord's, that both are, they are both are described as being the Lord's. It's the Lord's table, the Lord's Supper. Two, each view the people of God as being partakers of its provision. The third thing they have in common, each is viewed as conferring a privilege and a corresponding responsibility. Now, that's the four things that they have in common. But I want you to notice that there's differences. And the distinctions is there's a distinction in the terms used, table and supper. Now, the term the Lord's table is common in both the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. Yes, but the Lord's Supper is only found or viewed in the New Testament. And the thing about the Lord's table, you'll find that it is the same as the offer. And I don't know whether we got time to look all the verses up, but in Leviticus, in Numbers, we can read there in Malachi, as in 1 Corinthians, as well as I already said, in Malachi. And both the Old Testament and the New Testament have shown that the Lord's Supper is only used in the New Testament. Now, I want you to be sure that you get that point. It's not a literal table. No, it's speaking figuratively. It's not a literal table. When they make the comment, and you've probably heard it down through the years, that lady, she keeps a good table. Now, what is it? What are they talking about? They're talking about how she supplies and the quantity. Yes, the quality and the quantity on the table. Now, also you'll remember in Psalms 23 and verse 5 that he says, "Thou preparest table before me in the presence of mine enemies." Now, we're not talking about a literal table. No, but he provides for all of their needs. And even in the wilderness, because that's what they asked, can the Lord furnish a table in the wilderness? Yes. He can furnish our supplies no matter where we are. And so we find that, yes, he can supply our needs wherever. Now, Israel, in unbelief, asked that question. Can the Lord furnish a table in the wilderness? You'll find that in Psalm 78. And we find that, yes, the Lord can. And then you'll find also that it's the prophets of Jezebel, how that they sat at her table. Yes, they were at the table of Jezebel. And what that means is they took of her provision. And then the Lord's table is the sum total of all God's provision for his people. The Lord's table is a general and inclusive term. The Lord's Supper is an exclusive term that refers to one thing only. There's a difference in the terms and how they're used. Now, the third difference that I want to say is there is a difference in the subject matter in which the words are found. In the case of the Lord's table, the prominent thought is fellowship. Let's look at that portion again. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 16, and get the prominent thought out of it. But if any man, chapter 10, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Now, one of the words that comes out of it is the word communion. And also, we notice the word partakers, fellowship, and in the Lord's Supper, the prominent thought is not fellowship or communion, but is, I can't hear you. What's the prominent thought? Is it communion? No.
Remembrance.
I'm glad somebody knows. That's what we're there for, is to remember. And the prominent thought is remembrance. Now, there is no mention of coming together at the Lord's table. For all the Lord's people are already there. When they're saved, when they get saved, they're at the Lord's table, and they will be forever throughout their life. Yes, but that's different. When it comes to the Lord's Supper, we have to come. We got to take a step and go to wherever it is. Now, you don't take a physical step to get to the Lord's table. For the person is described as being there already. And it's a matter of the individual, how much they take in of what the Lord wants to give them. And at the Lord's Supper, we come there, however, we come to the place together, and the observance of the ordinance is there that we do. The Lord's table is viewed in contrast to two other tables. The table of Israel, we could look at that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 18, and also in Malachi 1:12, and the table of demons for idolatry. For idolaters. Yes, we read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The Lord's Supper is not viewed with anything else. It's not in view with anything else. Now, the Lord's table is not visible to the human eyes. It cannot be touched. It cannot be tasted. It's not something that can be seen. And it's something, the Lord's table, on which the bread and the cup is placed, are not the Lord's table. Yes, the Lord's table, you can't begin to see it all. You can't begin to take it in, because God's provision is so much. And when it comes to the fact of the Lord's Supper, you could have the bread and the cup on a box, or you could have it on the floor. It doesn't make any difference. Yes, you come to remember. And it's interesting to see that no one has moved the Lord's table. However, the Lord's Supper can be moved from place to place. We could come here this week and remember it in this building. We could come to another building, or we could come someplace else and remember the Lord's Supper. Now, the other thing that there's a difference with, the Lord's table is not a rite, excuse me, or an ordinance to be observed, but a provision. Yes, that the Lord's table is not an ordinance, or, as I said, a sight. However, the Lord's table, I'm sorry, I'm having troubles. The Lord's Supper is supplied for all His people. The Lord's Supper is an ordinance, and is instituted by the Lord Himself on that night of His betrayal, and will be observed by Christians as an act of obedience. Yes, there's a difference that way. Now, there's also another difference. The Lord's table is a provision spread by God for the benefit of His people. The Lord's Supper is something that is spread for the Lord by the believers. Yes, there's a difference. The Lord's table is something that He provides. The Lord's Supper is something that we spread for Him. Now, another thing that's the difference, no one can put away anyone from the Lord's table. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That's John 6:37. You can't be cast out from the Lord's table. However, from the Lord's Supper, if you're not living right in the Lord, yes, they have a responsibility to cast you out. I'm going to ask somebody to read for me. My throat is just gone again. Would you like to read, Clint? 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 11 through 13. Yeah, thank you.
Now I write to you, if anyone called God is fornicator or avaricious,
Now, as we read about the Lord's table, there, what did we find came first at the Lord's table? The cup, and then the bread. At the Lord's Supper, it's the bread that comes first, and then the cup. Now, the reason for the difference is the only way that you can get to the Lord's table is because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And because he shed his blood for us, we can be provided for by him. But at the Lord's Supper, we come to remember him, and as we do that, we take the bread that speaks of his body, but it isn't long, and we take the cup that speaks of the cost that it cost him so that we could remember him. At the Lord's table, the thought is, are we living unworthily? 1 Corinthians chapter 10. At the Lord's Supper, it's a matter of we're eating unworthily. There's a difference again. At the Lord's table, there is no mention of the second coming, for we will always be at his table. We will always be provided for. And when we get the glory, he will still meet our needs. At the Lord's Supper, we observe it only until he comes. Yes, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26, and I'll just read that verse again. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Yes, until he come, we should do this. And so I trust if you know Jesus Christ as Savior, that you will find yourself at the Lord's Supper. You're at the Lord's table, but that's a matter of what you do there. But at the Lord's Supper, we come to remember him. Now, I've got to end because I'm over time, I guess. So maybe if I ever get a chance to speak again, but my voice is dead, I'll talk about what we do at the Lord's Supper. Yes, and what we remember. And I might say that one of the biggest helps to me as a young person when I was about 16, I didn't get it when I came. What do I do there? And then I felt that what I should do is go home and look up in the concordance the word remember and find out what he wants us to remember about him. And that's a great subject in itself. Thank you. I'm sorry for my voice.